It's time for the 2024 UK Healthcare Boys Basketball Sweet 16 Tournament on WMST. Broadcast sponsors include Ambergies Farm Machinery Sales and Service, BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Kaufman Funeral Home and Crematory, the Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, the Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Garrett Furniture, Carl's Produce, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Sterling Family Dental Care, Town and Country Home Decor and Minute Market, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Well, welcome back to Rupp Arena, everybody. We are getting ready for our second game of the day. Butler County, the Bears, are in the Sweet 16, and they're getting ready to take on Evangel Christian out of Louisville. That's who's up next, and we're looking forward to talking to these two coaches. Butler County is coached by Calvin Dockery. He's a great big fella. I mean, you don't want to I could tell you that on the other side, the head coach of Evangel Christian, he doesn't want to play one-on-one against that guy. I think he would probably lose, but boy, Coach Miller is quite a fascinating story. We're going to catch up with those two guys. We will be back here as we get our pregame show going for game two of the day, two out of four here at Rupp Arena. We'll return in 2 minutes here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Carl's Produce on the bypass in Mount Sterling is such a special place with so many things to offer. And if you need storage space, Carl can really help. Go to Carl's, check out all the storage buildings they have. They can tailor make one just for you. And why pay storage rental when you can own your own building on your own property? Carl's Produce, just one of the many, many special things they have are the great storage buildings that they can craft just to meet your needs. Stop by and see Kyle today.
With Bad Boy's patented Easy Ride and Gen 2 independent suspension, heavy-duty American-made steel construction, and legendary muscle, there's no mower that brings more comfort, durability, power, and value to mowing pros and homeowners than a Bad Boy mower. Mow with an attitude. It's the driving force behind every mower we build in the good old USA. Our promise to lead the industry in innovation and performance. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
We're back now. Calvin Dockery is the head coach of the Butler County Bears. And Coach Dockery, hey, welcome to the Sweet 16. You've heard that a lot, haven't you?
Yeah, we have. We've really embraced this. Our community has been so supportive of us, and our kids have worked really hard to have this opportunity to be here.
Yeah. Tell us about that community in Butler County and about the school, a little bit about the county, if you would.
Well, we're just a small town, about 20 minutes away from Bowling Green. So people know Bowling Green a lot more than they know Morgantown. But man, our guys are just passionate about this team, and they've embraced this team. And Been waiting for this to happen for a lot of years. So, you know, we're just excited to be a part of it because we've been able to experience their enjoyment, and we've had a pretty good time on this roll as well.
I'm gonna date you a little bit. When were you playing at Butler County?
I graduated in 1988.
And what kind of teams did you play on? Did y'all have any chance of getting here?
We would like to think so, but we never made it. We never made it to this point. So this is the first time that Butler County's ever played in the state tournament. So you know, it's really great. It's a good experience for our kids, and we're just so thrilled to be able to participate.
When you were playing, did you ever think you'd be back coaching your high school?
No, you don't really think about that, but, you know, it's always, coaching has always been something in the back of my mind. To have the opportunity to coach here, you know, it's just been a blessing and been a dream.
In order to get here, you beat, I think, a guy who's as good as any coach in Kentucky with Owensboro Catholic and did rather easily in the championship game.
Oh, yeah, Tim is a great coach. You know, anytime that you're going to go against his teams, they're going to be very well prepared for what you do. So, you know, I just look at those opportunities as great memories that I'm going to have one day when I'm done to say that I've been able to go against some of the best in the state of Kentucky.
What's got to happen for your team to have success today? Who has to play well? What do you have to do maybe a little better than you've done it in the past?
Well, I think we have to defend at a high level. Our defense has been very good down the stretch, but we're going to have to be a little bit better today. Yeah, we're going to have to make some shots. Ty Price and Lawson Rice are going to have to do what they do, which is make shots, get rebounds, play great defense. We're going to have to get out in transition if possible.
Harlan County, I was amazed at the cool and calm of Harlan County pretty much across the board. What sense do you get? Are you worried about your players being a little bit overcome by the bright lights?
Well, I mean, it's always something that you have in the back of your mind, especially when you've never done this before. But we've really tried to concentrate on having them prepared for this opportunity because we've believed all year that we would have the chance, if we played well, to be here. So this is just the culmination of everything that we've worked for all year. So, yeah, my hope is that we really are ready for this.
You're playing a team that has two really talented guards. Can you man-to-man this team, or are we going to see some zone today from you?
Yeah, I think you'll probably see a little bit of mixture of a little bit of this and a little bit of that, but man-to-man is a big part of what we do, so we'll definitely do that at some point, yeah.
Congratulations, Coach Dockery, on being here. And, hey, this won't be your last time back, will it? I mean, you plan on being here?
I hope not, but we're going to embrace this moment for sure.
Thanks a lot. Good luck.
Thank you.
Coach Dockery, I think I'm just going to walk down the way and see if I can catch up with Coach Miller of Van Gill Christian. And this is a Van Gill Christian team. It's an unusual situation because they list the enrollment at 37, and that's not a lot of people. But that's not a lot of students. How are you, Coach Miller?
Very good. How are you?
Hey, very good. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Hey, you've been wanting to make. You've been to the All-A. You wanted to get this team here, didn't you?
Really happy for the players. They played extremely well in the regional and played extremely well since the Newport game. Played well in the Newport game, but we've been a different team after we came back from the All-A. We've been much better.
I think it's very important for the people that are listening in today for you to name drop a little bit about the people that you have had a chance to be associated with and coached with in your career. That's a part of who you are, isn't it?
Well, I was fortunate. I coached with Jim O'Brien that was in the NBA for three different teams as head coach at the University of Dayton. I was with him and for 3 years, so I was blessed to be with him. And also, I've had a lot of coaches really influenced me coming up. I used to visit Jerry Tarkanian's practices all the time, visit a lot of Denny Crum's practices. So I've had a lot of people influence me.
Give us an idea of something you took away from one of those guys. What's something that stands out and you think, well, I'm glad that guy taught me to teach my players that?
Well, we got all of our defense from Jerry Tarkanian, and I've used that. We're better at it this year than we have been. Really try to pressure full court and get up in the passing lanes. That's helped. And then also picked up from Leonard Hamilton to get your hip in the driving lane and not show all the way to help. That helped us. So those two things helped defensively. And Coach O'Brien had a lot of set plays for individual players that were really good players. So I took that That's the most I've taken for anybody, probably.
It's great to have two really good guards, isn't it?
It sure is, and it's a guard game, particularly when you get to this point. And I've got a great pair of guards. I know Lyon County's got a great pair of guards, and I'm sure there's Newport's got a great pair of guards. I feel like we've got outstanding guards in Kyron Tilley and Christian Dorr. And I've got another guard, Isaiah Chippa, is a great defender. So I've got a little bit of everything at that position.
Beyond those guys, somebody's got to really play well for you today if you're going to win it here in this game.
Well, we've got to get inside play. We've got to rebound the ball. So that's where Johnny Gemma and Ben McCarty and Davier White really factor in, because we need to really control the boards. We have more size. They shoot a lot of threes. They're an outstanding team, well coached team, outstanding players that will be the first team all year we played that tries to speed us up. They'll try to speed us up. I would like for us to play faster, so I hope it pays to our benefit, because they definitely are a fast-paced team.
Larry, tell me, the enrollment is listed at 37 students at Evangel Christian. What's the future of Evangel Christian?
Well, we've got 150 elementary all the way up, and we're building a new building out by the church, and we were landlocked. They had that building out on the Preston Highway that they sold, and so we've been in a temporary headquarters for the last 3 years. So we're building a school out by the church, and hopefully that'll alleviate a lot of the enrollment situations, because we just didn't have anywhere to put over 150 kids. And then we've got a daycare in this building also. It's another 150 kids, so that building's full. But we're hopefully will be in that new building next year, and that'll help. We've got a lot of people who want to come, so that's good.
What are you doing besides coaching basketball?
I teach 3 days a week, social studies, so I'm there every day, but I teach 3 days a week.
A history guy.
Yeah, well, I used to be a business teacher, but I like history, I like government, so I've been teaching that at Evangel for the last 3 years.
I got to ask you where you went to high school, Larry.
Cumberland County.
Yeah, it's a long way from Cumberland County to Evangel Christian, isn't it?
Well, it is. We started out in Cincinnati, so I was in Cincinnati for 6 years, and I was at University of Dayton. I taught at Cincinnati for 17 years, so I've been in Kentucky now for about 28 years, something like that, so been going at this for a long time.
Larry Miller, always a pleasure. Good luck to you
Great
and your
to
team
you.
Today.
Great to see you, Dan. Thank you so much, buddy.
That's Larry Miller, the head coach of Evangel Christian. Again, he's had his team in the All-A Classic, and now they're playing in the big dance here at Rupp Arena. We'll be back. More coming on our pregame show. Let's step out a couple of minutes on the Gateway Sports Network.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Town and Country Home Decor in Mount Sterling is the place to go when you're building or remodeling your home. There's unfinished, painted, and stained cabinets, in-stock flooring, countertops, jet coat shower systems, vanities, plumbing and electrical supplies, wood stoves and gas logs, and yes, more, like Delta faucets and Echo power equipment. Best of all, Town and Country Home Decor is locally owned and operated, and they can help when others can't. Right next to Mann Chrysler, 803 Alexa Drive, Mount Sterling, Town and Country Home Decor.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools. Giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over 3 decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Back here at Rupp Arena, Dan Manley and Gary Crawford getting ready for the Harlan, or the Butler County Bears, not the Harlan County Black Bears. We got Bears back to back. Bears are all over the place, Gary Crawford.
We're being infiltrated with Bears. Yeah,
infiltrated with Bears. Butler County comes in with a 23-8 record, and in order to get to the state tournament, most of the people will say, well, you got to get out and play people. You got to get outside your region a little bit. You got to test the waters. You got to, you know, challenge your team schedule-wise. And this Butler County team, they have played Louisville Trinity. They have played Harlan County. They have played Frederick Douglass and St. Xavier along the way. And you know, they didn't do real well against those teams, to be honest, Gary Crawford. But they played them, and, you know, it gets them in a position where they come down the stretch and go up against Owensboro Catholic, a team they had not played this season. And they beat them 73-57 in the championship game. And that's a pretty good Owensboro Catholic team. So that has me thinking that this is going to be a game. I can tell you that Evangel Christian, in my opinion, they've got a pair of guards that can play with about anybody in this tournament, and including the two guys for Lyon County. I mean, that would be a very good matchup. And again, but as Coach Miller said, hey, Lyon County's got great guards. Newport's got great guards. All God's children have got great guards, it looks like, coming in here, and that's. And we're gonna see. I don't know this. I think Evangel Christian has to be the favorite coming in here, certainly, based on the season that they have put in place. And I was really interested to hear the talk about you know, what's going on at the school with 37 students listed, and isn't that amazing? I mean. You got the student body out here on the basketball team almost.
Yeah, half the student body is on the floor, and the other dozen or so are up there in the end zone. And moms and dads. So that makes a big difference when all the moms and dads show up, too.
Yeah, Butler County, of course, a first time they've ever been. And they're excited, and their crowd is a great cheering section. And look at the guy directing the band up there. Mr. A, he's got on the back, and he's got a blue cowboy hat on. He's sporting a beard. And I wish I had been able to maneuver into position, because I'd love to have gotten there is an adult who is the mascot. And
yes.
He's got the bear suit on. And it's a, you know, it's obvious that it's not a real bear, but it's really a pretty good costume. And I saw a gentleman down the back in the hallway. I thought I'd love to talk with him. I mean, that's a part of what this experience is all about, you know, the fan experience. And I can tell you, Butler County's having it. They are here in a big way, and love to see the excitement for. You know, really, again, another fairly small school in Butler County. I was looking at their enrollment is just 640. They're a little bit above being able to qualify for the
Class
A.
Yeah.
But they do have 603 more students than Evangel Christian. But Evangel, they do have some players. And again, they have these players have come all over. Of course, you have open enrollment pretty much in Louisville. I mean, athletes can move around, and that's what's happened. The two guards have been with Evangel over the last three seasons, I think, but they came from other programs. And then they've got some international players that have come in, and I didn't follow up. I don't know how, you know, they had a center a year ago who went down to play. I'm trying to think at Charleston Southern, or I don't know, somewhere down along the East Coast at a Division I school. But I mean, this is a program that I guarantee you, Larry Miller thinks, hey, we get the space, we get the opportunity to have more kids in, and he thinks his program will grow.
Well, I noticed one of his parting comments to you was, yeah, we've got 150, our building is full, and our basketball team is very good, and we've got more coming yet, if I remember right.
More wanting to come.
Wanting to come. That's what he
give
said.
Give us a chance. And the names you're going to hear, Johnny DeGima, Isaiah Chitapa, hope I can get most of them well, Andreas Jimenez Conway, Ben Mucotti, the two names you'll hear the most are Christian Doerr, and that's Doerr, and Kyran Tilly. They're the two guards. This team averages 74 points a game, and Tilly and Doerr, they're both averaging a little over 17 points a game. They're the two guys hitting in double figures. They're the guys that like to put up the three along with Andreas Jimenez Conway. And they shoot the three ball pretty well, 37% overall as a team. And I think for them to win today, though, the big story is, you know, what kind of rebounding are they going to get? Johnny DeGima has been off. He's been injured a lot while he's been there in the last couple of years. Davier White is a big, strong guy. Those two guys have got to play well under the glass, I think, for them to do what most people expect them to do today, and that's going to win over Butler County. Hey, we're about ready to go. We'll be back and have all the pregame activities here at Rupp Arena with our national anthem and the starting lineups. We'll get that when we return to Rupp Arena after we step out for 2 minutes here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
Mom, I need money.
You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool, my own debit card.
Yep, now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your students started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Parris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Parris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Parris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Sportsmanship and act the right way with Right Way Auto Glass. Right Way Auto Glass is
getting ready to, as the crowd gets to its feet here at Rupp Arena for our national anthem.
Please stand and remove your caps as the Henry County High School Choir pays tribute to America in the singing of our national anthem.
Stripes and bright stars, for the battle that's right, for the battle that's right.
30-member Henry County Wildcat High School Chorale singing the national anthem. And now let's get ready and head back down the way. We'll get the introduction of our starting lineups. Home team on the scoreboard will be Butler County, dressed in white with blue, and blue with white on the other end for Evangel.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Central Bank Center in the Rupp Arena in Lexington, Kentucky, in the 2024 UK Healthcare Kentucky High School Athletic Association Boys Sweet 16, celebrating the 106th anniversary of Kentucky State Championship Basketball Tournament, the greatest show in hoops. Today's second game features the Eagles of Evangel Christian, champions of the 6th region, your visiting team, and the Bears of Butler County, champions of the 3rd region, your home team. Fans, get out your phones now and shine your flashlights bright. It's time to electrify the game with Blue Oval SK, the future of mobility. And now here are your starting lineups presented by Clark's Pump and Shop in alternating fashion, beginning with the visiting team. For Evangel Christian, at guard, number 2, Christian Durer. For Butler County, number 2, Trevor DeWeese. For Evangel Christian, at center, number 4, Ben Lucati. For Butler County, number 11, Justin Castlin. For Evangel Christian, at guard, number 5, Kyron Tilley. For Butler County, number 15, Briar Griffin. For Evangel Christian, number 11, Isaiah Chittapa. For Butler County, number 22, Ty Price. For Evangel Christian, number 23, Davier White. And for Butler County, number 24, Lawson Rice. And now introducing the head coaches for the Eagles, Larry Miller, and for the Bears, Calvin Dockery. Your game officials are David Anderson, Brian Johnson, and Marty Gibson. The alternate is Tyler Winston.
We're ready. Butler County. Ty Price averages 29.6 points a game. I thought I'd get a little conversation with Coach Dockery talking about the future. These are underclassmen. They're all going to be back next year for this Butler County team. Butler County will move left to right on your dial in the opening half of play. The only thing I'd do if I were Ty Price is I would be a little bit more conservative on the shoes. They're orange and purple and green and, if I'm Coach Miller, I'm saying, guys, that guy in those bright shoes out there, just make sure we don't let him get a bunch of shots up.
Yeah.
Again, he's going to be at a
We've got probably the most fashionable array of shoes that we've seen. Every player has their own unique color and style.
Tip is controlled. Tilley to Dorr over on the right side. Tilley will handle the ball a lot more than Dorr will, but they both are really talented, and there's a turnover right off the bat. Taken away by Butler County, and the Bears head off to the right side of your dial, and there's Price with the ball, going to be guarded out front by Justin Castlin, and on the right side, the ball knocked away, but going in on the left and missing the layup, and it's put right back up and in on a follow. Trevor DeWeese, a 6'6 junior, followed up the missed shot by Lawson Rice, and it's 2-0 Butler County. Here is Tilley dribbling left side. He's cut off over here. Goes back out front and gives the ball to McCotty. Now, Tilley on the dribble again. Dorr takes it. Dorr wears number 2. Wears a blue headband. Big shock of hair. top of the key. There's a three on the way. It is in and out. Javier White couldn't get it down. Price running down for Butler County. Stops. Couldn't get a shot away. Gives outside the three-pointer from the left-handed shooting Lawson Rice, and it's no good.
Rebound foul.
Rebound foul that goes against Butler County.
DeWeese.
Clay DeWeese is a 6-foot junior. Trevor DeWeese gets his first foul. He's a 6'5 junior, Trevor DeWeese. In a hurry, Kelly races down, gets a shot blocked out of the perimeter, but put back up and in on a follow by Ben McCotty. McCotty's 6'8, they list him at 200 pounds. We're tied at two apiece.
He's sculptured.
He is. Yeah. Here is a spinning shot from 15 feet out.
Price.
Put up and in by Ty Price. 4-2 Butler County.
Price has the build and the look of a fellow we would just normally call a gym rat.
Yeah. Ball knocked away by Butler County. They come up with another steal. Lawson Rice, 6'7 junior, came up with that loose ball. And here is Price handing the ball off. A right side three is up and no good by Justin Castlin, and rebounded down the baseline by Davier White. White gave it up, gets it back deep in the right corner. Doesn't have a shot over there. Out on the perimeter to Isaiah Chitapa. And now Tilly will take it. Tilly sets the table. He's guarded out front by Briar Gliffin. Here is Dorr dribbling left across the key. Hands it back. There's a three-point shot put up and good by Isaiah Chitapa. And the first lead of the game for Evangel at 5-4. Man-to-man defense by Evangel. Here, dribbling right is Ty Price. Gives it over on the left side. And now taking it into the lane. They go to the right baseline, forcing a shot up and no good. Justin Castlin thought he was going to get a foul call,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah, he did.
Tilly the other way, and there is a reach-in foul that will go against Briar Griffin. His first, and now here comes Johnny DeJima. He's going to come in for Ben Mukati. And DeJima is 6'8", 185.
Yeah, he's a taller, more slender version.
And off the left side, bearing the 18-foot jump shot, is Davier White. And it is a 7-4 game. A little 5-0 run going right now for Evangel. Just over 3 minutes into the game. Price gets a screen, but picked up. Now he's going to fire a three that's off the mark. Didn't have a clean look and kind of forced that one, I thought.
Yeah.
Dorr the other way. Dorr got pushed from behind. Hand in the back, no call. Dorr drives the baseline, sends into the left corner. Three on the way, good by Davier White. And it is 10-4, Evangel.
Getting some good looks, Stan.
Ty Price, hoping for a good look. Goes down the baseline. And sends it into the basket. Beautiful feed underneath, wide open, laying it up and in is Lawson Rice. 10-6. First two of the game for Rice.
You know, we see more and more of that baseline drop and pass underneath.
Here's Tilly. Dribbles to the top of the key and launches a three that's in and out. Good block out. Rebound taken by Trevor DeWeese. Quickly down, driving in and sending it back out to DeWeese. The left-hander fires a three.
Good.
Good. From the left side. DeWeese with 5 points, and it's a one-point game. 10-9, quickly down, and there is Dorr putting up a shot right from the top of the key to make it 12-8. Or 12-9, rather. Dorr with his first 2 points of the game. Here is Lawson. Goes over to Price on the right wing. A little crossover dribble, a little leaner, puts it up, no good. Well off the mark. Thought he might draw a foul again there. Going down, going to the basket, putting it up and in. Easy goal. Isaiah Chitapa with 5 points now. And it is back to a 5-point lead at 14-9. We're under 3 minutes to play in this opening quarter of action. Ty Price with the ball. Again, Price only 5'10", and they floated inside to Lawson. We get a whistle and a foul on Dejima. So Johnny Dejima gets his first foul. First foul of the game on Evangel. And we get a timeout. 2:38 left to play here in the opening quarter of action. It's Evangel Christian 14, Butler County 9. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
At Furniture World Superstore, redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Hi, this is Lonnie Pendleton. When you're looking for a great deal on a car, truck, or SUV, come and see me at Dutch's Chevrolet on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
So if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Butler County has the ball as we come back from the timeout. They're down 14-9. Price dribbles through the lane, kicks it off to Lawson, who goes for the basket and gets fouled. That's going to be on Ben Mucati.
Lawson went hard to the basket. He's an interesting tall, lanky left-hander.
Good set play out of the timeout.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you take your leading scorer, Ty Price, break him into the lane, and if he doesn't get a shot off, he's going to have an outlet. If they can just close the gap on him, then Lawson's got a chance going to the basket. And he gets fouled. He makes a free throw, and he makes another one. He's got 4 points, and it's a three-point game. 2:25 to play in the quarter. Door. Back behind the top of the key, goes in there, can't get a shot. Chautauqua drives in the lane, floater, up and no good. Battle for the rebound. Mucati gets it. Or rather, that's Johnny Dejima getting that rebound.
Yeah.
Here is Tilly out on the right wing. Kelly leaves it off. They go and run a little weave out front. And there's Dorr for three, in and out. Rebound. Grabbed by Butler County. Price on the move. Goes into the lane. Floater from 10. Good.
Now, Price, just really a mobile, uncanny move to get to the basket.
14-13. And Vangel to lead the ball. They hand it off. Tilly drives down the left side. Floater from about
floater.
8 feet is good. Tilly puts it in, and now there's this turnover at the other end. Evangel brings it back up with a three-point lead. On the left side, they work it now, taking it back out front is Dorr. Dorr gives it up, gets it back, stands on the right wing with 54 seconds to go. Tilly's three is no good, and that wasn't Tilly, that was put up by Braden. Rebounded. Coming down. Rice lost it. Picks it up. Gives it outside. A three-point shot is up. No good by Briar Griffin. And running back the other way and putting it up. And we got a big reaction there from the crowd.
It was interesting.
Foul is called on Watson.
He had a breakout, then looked like a blocked shot right there at the end.
Chautauqua is going to go to the line for two shots. And the first foul on Lawson Rice. Free throw up and good.
In the lineup, Xavier White for Evangelization.
17-13, 32 seconds to go in the quarter. Second free throw is also good. Chautauqua off to a good start. 18-13 our score. Price has it knocked away in backcourt, but gets it. Brings it back across the timeline. Diving down the lane, getting all the way to the rim, laying it up and in.
It's just like a parting of the waves right there.
Yeah, they'll pick you up. Don't stop. There's Kijima getting the ball taken away. We're trying to get up for a shot and bobbled it.
Lost a little bit of control.
They do not get the shot off.
Before they lost track of the time.
They lost track of it. They got to do a better job of that, but they're back within three, 18-15. Evangel Christian with the lead, one quarter in, and we'll be back here at Rupp Arena. Opening round of the Kentucky Healthcare Boys Sweet 16. We return in 1 minute.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President at People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
Price makes about three-point field goals a game. That's been his main impetus. But, you know, you've got to get decent looks.
Yeah, you got to get decent. He hasn't been getting too many decent looks so far. He's made some uncanny shots as he was able to get to the basket. Just interesting to see how this plays out. He's given up, 4 or 5 inches at least?
Yeah, Dorr's about 6'3 to 5'10. So here we go. Lawson dumps it down low left baseline, going for the basket, laying it up and in is Justin Castlin. We got a 1-point game, 18-17.
Good half court set coming out of the break.
Notice that's gotten to be a pattern already.
Mm-hmm.
You get a timeout, you're going to get a good look. Tilly missed a 15 foot jumper, rebounded by little Ty Price. Races out of there, whips the pass left side. Three is on the way, and knocking it down is Justin Castan, who has 5 quick points. All of a sudden, the turnaround, 20-18, the lead, with 7:20 to go in the first half, belongs to Butler County, and we get a timeout taken by Evangel Christian. The Eagles want to talk about it. We'll be back in a half minute.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Rebound 7-6 in favor of Evangel Christian. I think Butler County they really need to keep that number somewhat even in this game to have a good shot at the win. Here is Tilly on the right wing. Great dribbler. Dribbles in the lane. Floater rolls in for him.
Hit the back flat of the rim and just bounced back in.
And we are tied at 20 apiece. Tilly tied the game. Here's Lawson outside against McCotty. Now Price dribbles down. He changes up, goes left side of the lane. Gives it in, and now back out for the three. That is no good by Justin Castlin. Rebound taken by Evangel Christian McCotty right side of the lane.
Post.
Powers his way in and puts it in. And we're going to get
Gore. Backcourt tried to contest the inbound pass and just too much grab there. So he gets the foul.
So, again, Van is played in as Evangel goes on defense.
Tries to put pressure in the backcourt just to slow Butler County down a little bit in their half court.
Ryan Griffin breaks it down this time, gives off to Price, who goes up from about 17, missed his shot again under a lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure.
A bigger person. Quickly down, and the three by Tilly is no good. He gets the alley pass, and it's got to be a charge. I mean, it had to be a block.
Yeah.
Now, he didn't give him a chance to.
He didn't have a chance to come down.
Gore gets his second foul, and he's going to come out of the game. He's questioning the official.
Price received Price the pass, trying to break back to the center of the court, then just a little too quick for DeWeese.
So with a two-point deficit, here's Price. Sends it out beyond the top of the key to Briar Griffin. Goes on a dribble and picked up on a switch by Castlin. Now Griffin driving in on the right side. Hooks a pass over the left corner. Now Lawson takes it right off the top of the free throw line. Good. Smooth lefty. We got a tie game at 22-22. Here's Tilly with it. Hands it off, and it looked like it might have been a walk out there on White. White goes down the right side, and Braden Trice. Trice is a 5'10", 160-pound senior. Now on the left side, breaking open as going for the steal against Davier White.
Yeah, it was Castlin tried to go for the steal, and when he missed the steal, he left.
Now trying to answer with the three and missing the shot for Butler County is Ty Price. Evangel down in a hurry. Block of the shot. We got a good ball.
Had a block shot down under the basket and two players just scrambling for the 50-50 ball and they blew the tie up.
So Evangel Christian will inbound. They floated into Chautauqua. Three-point line. They let him shoot it. He missed it.
Yeah, too much time, man. He was able to load about three times before he let it go.
Down is Price missing another three.
Price is he's a shooter, no question about it.
Evangel trying to add to their three-point lead. DeJima weaves and bobs, turns and puts it in. And that was McCotty, not DeJima. McCotty with 6 points. 27-22. Down inside, the shot put up and ball is blocked out of bounds by Evangel. He inbounded down on the baseline. Butler County waiting patiently. And we're going to get a late player coming in as well. Playing the ways is coming in. There is the inbounds pass, and Lawson puts up a shot that didn't go down, rebounded. Evangel, down to Chautauqua, sends it to Lane McCotty, rolls off his Hands off his leg and is picked up. And here comes Price. Races the other way. Stopped for the key. Goes all the way in. Blocked out of bounds. Lavicotti.
You get the impression that Price, Ben, just trying to do a little bit too much right now.
There you go. 3:36 left to play. Here is Butler County with the ball. Price leaves it off to Lawson out between the circles. Now we're on the right side. It goes to Clayton DeWeese in the game. Now Rice drives down. Oh, a little stop and puts it up and it rolls off. Woodgall
tipped in.
Tipped up and in.
Trevor DeWeese. DeWeese.
Trevor and Clayton both in the game, the DeWeese
right.
brothers. And coming down, a shot missed off the right baseline. Twenty-seven, 24 our score. And there is a three-point shot. No, it was a two.
The two just inside the
top Price with his third arc. Field goal, and he brings
again that
Butler
was a shot
in one.
Highly contested shot that went in for Price.
27-26. Kelly says, let's get this half court game going. I've got the ball. He's gonna go up from 17 block and a foul on Clayton DeWeese, and that'll be his second, and two shots are coming. And we'll get a timeout. Timeout comes with 2:26 left to play in the first half. The lead belongs to Evangel Christian, 27-26 over the Butler County Bears. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
WMST Mount Sterling.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family, and when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
I've been referring to Lawson Rice as Lawson during this game. It's Lawson Rice. There's a Rice and a Price, and a Price on the other side. Here's at the free throw line is Tilly. And Kyran Tilly gets his fifth point, putting in the free throw. Has another one coming as he pushes the Evangel lead to 2 points. 2:26 to play in the half, and the free throw is up and good. John Regunas is going to join us at halftime. Stick around and we'll talk with John. There's a long pass and intercepted by Dorr. 3-on-2, Dorr goes all the way in, puts it up and in. I think he got fouled too. No call. 31-26, little quick 4-0 run. Now back the other way, going through and getting the ball stripped away.
Stripped away.
Dreyer Griffin, and now lead pass down, going up, putting it up and in is Braden Price. And we got a timeout taken by Butler County. Wow, they went from one down to seven down in a heartbeat. 33-26, the lead in prompting the quick timeout with 1:58 to play in the first half. And we'll step out 30 seconds on the Gateway Sports Network.
Spring savings are here. Through April 2nd at major brands, you'll get an $80 reward card after online submission with purchase of four or more new Michelin passenger or light truck tires totaling $900 or more. Tire purchases under $900 get $60. Celebrate spring with big savings on Michelin tires from major brands Tire and Automotive, Tom's Drive Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive Mount Sterling. Get details at major brands or online at MichelinMan.com. Offer expires 4/2/24. Void where prohibited.
I wish my wife were listening. Gary Crawford, an electrical engineer, and I just figured out something on a computer that helped him. I mean, she wouldn't believe that. There's another steal, and then Vangel, they save it inbounds, but it's retaken, reclaimed by Butler County. Down to Price, and then it's back and forth we go. Long pass to Door. He goes under, lays it up and in. That's a highlight film right there.
Yeah, that was a quick turnaround.
35-26, turned another steal by Door under the basket. The Butler County Bears not taking care of the ball very much there. Looks like a walk over there, too. Davier White did a little hop, and official didn't spot it. Here's Tilly, 1:13 to play in the half. White, top of the key, over to Door. He says, let me try a three, and it is no good. The rebound taken off by Justin Castlin. Needing a basket right now, Butler. Here is Rice. Now Price, a three, a good look. This one won't go. He can't make it, and the rebound is grabbed in there by
Price.
But taken away, and a follow-away jump shot is no good by Price. Wow. Really struggling right now.
From the field, yes.
Yeah. He's 3 of 11, is Ty Price. 35 seconds to go in the half. There's a steal. He couldn't save it inbounds. Castlin, well, he read that, timed that perfectly, that cross-court pass, but it'll go right back to Vangel. Now, Johnny DeGima comes out of the lineup, replaced by Ben McCotty. You trade slender 6'8 for more muscular 6'8 there.
Went back with the more physical player.
Here is Braden Trice, the little guard out front, working against Price. And there's a throwaway. Good defense. Helping out outside was Briar Griffin, and Price just threw it wide, and with 19.2 seconds to go. Chance for Butler County. They're down by nine. They have the possession arrow, get a late field goal, come back and start the second half, get a field goal. You're right back in this game. Here is Rice. Hands it off. Price goes down to Rice against McCotty. 6 seconds to go. And what a great move in putting it up and missing the shot in there. Follow is no good. Oh, boy. Rice can't believe it.
They had two or three.
Rice just left the defensive player standing to the floor, but he didn't finish the basket, and it goes to halftime with a nine-point lead belonging to Evangel Christian. The Eagles are up 35-26. We'll be back, and John Regunas is going to join us at halftime coming up after we step out for 90 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area, locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Back here at halftime, it's Evangel Christian with a 35-26 lead on Butler County that happened there in the last minute and a half of the half. I mean, they got to rolling, and again, balanced scoring on both for both teams. We'll talk about that later on. Right now, though, joined by John Regunas, one of the all-time greats in the history of WMST Radio. John, how in the world are you?
I'm doing fine, Dan. It's great to be here with you.
Hey, the guy who named the Crunch Bunch. I mean, there are a lot of things you can hang your hat on, but that's certainly one of them, isn't it?
It is, and I still have a plaque. I still have a plaque in my office at home that they gave me for their recognition I gave them, you know, years ago. That was a good bunch.
When you think of highlights, and I don't think about stuff, and then I'll see somebody and it brings it back. I mean, hey, did we have a highlight at the football banquet when they played a tape of us calling an unbelievable finish when Montgomery County beat your alma mater Ashland at Putnam Stadium?
That was one of the greatest endings to a football game that could have ever been. I think we had all given it up that we were going to lose that game. And John Lefford hit Tilford Wilson down around the 11 or 12-yard line, and he made a nice little run and in to score. And we were down by five, I think, and that touchdown won the game. We didn't even need the extra point.
Yeah, the story always was that the Ashland player misread a soccer line and didn't know exactly where they were on the field. I don't know if that was true or not, but it may add to the story, right?
Well, that's a good story if you were an Ashland fan.
If you're an Ashland fan. Hey, boy, but really, I mean, once a Tomcat, always a Tomcat. I mean, you don't ever stop pulling for Ashland, do you?
No, I don't. And I was here yesterday, and my youngest grandson, Baird, is with me, and I told him, I said, you know, they're playing pretty good talking about Lyon County. But I said, I don't think they're good enough. But daggone it, when it was all said and done, they really had their chance to win that game and should have won that game.
Yeah, I felt sad for really, I called him the young Ashland coach because he hadn't been the head coach very long, but I really was impressed with him. And he's a football guy, and four of those five starters for Ashland's basketball team were football players.
Yes.
That probably hasn't happened maybe never in the history of Ashland, but hey, it's happening now, and he's going to do a really good job.
Yeah,
there.
And this is his third year, and he's taken them to him the state tournament all 3 years. And yes, he was an old football player, but he also played basketball in high school. And his game plan for Lyon County, when you think of the score 45-43 for a team that's averaging 90 points a game. He did an outstanding job preparing his team for that game.
Yeah, when they switched defenses, and they went to a zone there. I've heard some people say, well, maybe he should have gotten back out of the zone late in the game. But boy, that's hindsight's always 20/20, and the visionaries we hit about 3% looking forward, don't we?
That's true.
Hey. John, what are you spending your time on these days?
Well, I've got three grandsons, and of course, two of them are. The oldest one, JD, we call him, is a junior at Davidson. He went there to play football, played 2 years, but had two surgeries, and now he's just on the baseball team. He's quite the athlete, but he's starting in left field for him and for Davidson. And then the next one, Baylor, is a sophomore at center. And he's starting on a baseball team at center. And then my youngest one, Baird, is a freshman. I mean, he'll be a freshman next year at Lexington Catholic. So that's pretty much my time is taken up chasing after them. And I do a little traveling, but for the most part, I'm trying to catch all their ball games.
What about this ring? Is there any story there behind that ring?
No. No, it's just a ring. You know, you might remember I was the secretary of the Kentucky High School Coaches Association for about 9 years when I lived in Mount Sterling, and Jimmy Reed has done that ever since I left and still does to this day. Well, we sponsored the old Kentucky-Tennessee All-Star football game, and this was a ring from one of those games.
We went down and broadcast that game at Tennessee one time, and I've been trying to think. You weren't with us on that trip, were you?
No.
But you were down there.
I was, and one of the reasons might have been that we had a youngster from that team that we were just talking about. He was a defensive back. Doggone it, I've slipped my mind. He was played with John Ledford and Mailer and that bunch. He was a defensive back. He made that team. And might have been one of the reasons you went. I don't know. That would have been about 87.
We used to go do all those games, you know. We just just chance to do a game in Neyland Stadium.
Yes.
And, you know, I had to get super high-powered binoculars from up there just to be able to tell. Anyway, those were good days and always enjoyed. We had a lot of good memories on the radio and doing that. And yet, you know what? There are people all the time, you know, I'll go back home and I said, somebody will say, well, I heard you interviewing that sorry John Regunas on the radio, because within the hierarchy of Montgomery County High School, and Dave Points and I talk about it all the time, and you had Larry Ratliff, and Dave was the good guy. You were the bad cop. You had to discipline everybody, so nobody liked the disciplinarian. Dave laughs about it a little bit, and then the late Larry Ratliff. Ratliff was the guy that came up when they came out of your office after the discipline. He kind of picked him up and said, you can do better than that.
That's right. And, you know, the three of us worked very, very well together and had a great time for so many years. And it was a great experience, a great run at Montgomery County High School.
So anybody back there, if you didn't like John Regunas, he's just doing his job, folks. I mean, that's what he was there for. That was the role that he was playing. John, if you could go back. Did you ever wish that you had decided, hey, I want to coach? Did that ever really interest you much?
Well, you know, I did coach for a little while. When I first got out of school, I started out coaching at Butler High School in Louisville, coached assistant coach, and then I was a head coach at Oldham County for 3 years. And then I went up to become a counselor at Carroll County and coached 1 year there as an assistant. And then I got the job with Dave at Montgomery County at 79. So I did some coaching, and that allowed me coaching football to get into the refereeing part of it. If I had one thing to do over, I wish I'd had the opportunity to referee football. You know, basketball, you're out there on an island. You're out there by yourself. There was two of us back then. Now there's three. But in football, you got a crew, you know, and you can just call a penalty, throw a flag, and run over and tell the referee what you got, and then run back to your position. And no one ever gets mad at one of the other referees. It's only the head referee
that
gets
off.
You know,
you'd been the white hat, though. See,
I don't know, maybe, but I just wish I'd had the chance to do that. I think that I would have been fun.
Great days down at East Tennessee. Have you been back to East Tennessee any time lately?
It's funny because on the way to where my oldest grandson is, we don't always go right through Johnson City, but on the way back, twice I've come back through Johnson City, and the campus has changed. The football stadium is so impressive there. The whole campus is, but I don't go back as much as I'd like to, but I have. Matter of fact, the last time was just last summer.
Yeah. Do you have any memorabilia from the Grantland Rice Bowl?
I've got a picture, of our Grantland Rice Bowl team that went undefeated and won the OVC and won the Grantland Rice Bowl, still up in my house. And I did have a class ring that was a duplicate of our, it said Rice Bowl Champions, OVC and Rice Bowl Champions. But, you know, that was a few semesters ago, Dan, and that ring kind of got worn out, so I don't wear it anymore.
Hey, we just got time now to tell for the people who are listening. I've told this story a million times, but it's always been one of my favorites. Bob White, we had him on between at the end of the first game, and Bob White was a sports writer for the Courier Journal, and John is playing for the Ashland Tomcats, and A game was a game in Cynthiana?
Actually, it was at Ashland.
It was at Ashland,
and it wasn't a championship game, but it was a playoff game.
It was in the playoffs, and a little running back. I want to think his name was Talbot, but I'm not positive. And he could fly, and he broke loose for what looked like it was going to be a game-winning touchdown for Harrison County. And John Rejunas somehow tracked him down, and nobody could figure out how in the world did Rejunas catch that little guy who ran like a jackrabbit and stopped him short. And Ashland won the game, went on and won a state championship. And Bob White asked you how you caught him, and you said...
I said, he was running for a touchdown. I was running for a state championship.
And that's one of the great lines that anybody's ever come up with. And congratulations to you on that. That's you. But there have been a lot of highlights, John. And, hey, this state tournament, really special. What, first time you ever went to the state tournament? I bet there's a story there.
Oh, the first time was, my dad took me in 1958 over Memorial Coliseum. The first time I really remember being part of it was the 61 state tournament. I was in the sixth grade. Ashland won it. Larry Conley was a junior on that team. Harold Sargent played at Moorhead. And it was at Memorial Coliseum. And Ashland's kind of swept through it. So those were my memories. But my first one was 58. Went one day, and Clark County played. GRC was playing. Back then, they were just Clark County, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're still just Clark County to me. I can't get Clark County out of my system. It'll stay there the rest of my life.
Right.
Anyway, John Regis. John, it's always great to see you, talk to you. Stay well, and hope to see you again. Hey, as we always used to say, hey, next year, same place, we'll be back.
That's
again,
right.
We hope.
Oh, it's been my pleasure, Dan. Thanks a lot for having me.
Hey, we'll be back. We'll get this second half underway as Evangel Christian leads Butler County 35-26 here at halftime. We'll return to Rupp Arena in 90 seconds.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Since 1831, McCormick Machinery has been shaping the American landscape. Today, McCormick Tractors continue to meet the needs of America's farmers across the land. We offer an extensive lineup of tractor models ranging from 24 to over 300 horsepower with the right features and technology to fit your farming needs. Your local McCormick dealer in Mount Sterling, Amberge's Farm Machinery, 530 South Queen Street, Mount Sterling, 859-498-1113, or visit ambergesfarmmachinery.com.
Doug Garrett is a man who loves comfort. So when Doug's stocking his amazing showroom at Garrett Furniture in downtown Carlisle, you'll find so many comfortable things to fill your home and make life more comfortable. Doug also believes in quality. So Garrett's is stocked with furnishings that look great and are built to last. Comfort, quality, longevity. Just three of the many reasons to make Garrett Furniture in Carlisle your first choice when buying for your home. Visit Garrett Furniture, downtown Carlisle. You'll be glad you did.
In that first half of play, a quick check of the scoring for Butler County. They're led by Lawson Rice, Trevor DeWeese, the 6'5 junior, 7 points. Now listen closely to what I'm saying. Trevor DeWeese, the 6'5 junior, 7 points. Lawson Rice, the 6'7 junior, 6 points. Ty Price, the 5'10 junior, 6 points. Justin Castlin, 6'2 junior, 5 points. Briar Griffin, 6 foot junior, 2 points. All those points, all juniors for this Butler County team. For Coach Larry Miller's Evangel Christian, freshman Davier White, what a player he looks like he's going to be. He had a pair of threes. He has 8 points. 7 for senior Isaiah Chitapa, 6 apiece for Christian Dorr, Ben Mukati, who's a junior, and Kyron Tilly. Tilly and Dorr, both seniors, and Braden Trice, a senior, had 2 points as well. As on the glass in that first half. 16-14 to Vangel Christian, and they just shot the ball better. Butler County, Gary Crawford, they struggled shooting the ball, and in large part, it was Price, their leading scorer, 29 points a game, only 3 of 12, all of 5 on threes, and Vangel did a really good job of not giving him good looks.
He did not get any good looks, and you get the feeling that if he sees one go down, that'll all change.
Hey, ball is almost taken away, but we get a foul call on Gore. So Gore picks up his third personal foul. So Gore's going to come out of the game. He's going to be replaced by Braden Price. That is a major development, I think, right there for him to go out early here. Again, we got a long way to go with the game, and he'll be back, but see if that affects if Butler County makes a run here. Price gives to DeWeese, and now DeWeese gets it back, has an open three left side. It rolls off. Rebound. Tilly is up high to get it. Tilly races down the middle. Dumps a beautiful pass inside to Chautauqua, who couldn't get the shot up. Good defense for the recovery was made by Rice, 6'7 junior, and now back the other way.
Throw it away.
Boy, turnovers, costly. 7 now. And here's McConney. They leave him open, an 18-footer short. Rebounded by Rice. Gives to Price, and Johnny DeGima is up off the bench for Evangel. We've had no looking for points, going for the basket and driving and putting it up and in there.
Little head fake there. He just looked off the defender, was able to.
That's Ty Price, and now they get it back at the other end. 35-28, working his way through, going up and missing the shot. And we should have a foul call. They did not. There was an obvious foul over the back on Rice on the follow. I think they didn't call that because they going to the basket for Butler County that time was Briar Griffin. I thought he got hammered, but from two different players with no call.
He did.
They let him play. And now Dorr is back in the game. They counsel him a little bit, said don't foul anymore, and they sent him back in.
Don't do that.
Hey, we'll see if that was good coaching or not. DeGima dumps it down inside, turning, and the shot is put up no good, but rebounded back up no good, but a foul is called. It will send Davier White, the freshman, to the free throw line. The foul is going to be against Trevor DeWeese, and that is his second. And to the free throw line goes Davier White.
At the line, Davier White, two shots.
They call him Davier, I call him Davier. Hey. Javier. I'm a Julian Javier guy. I go back
Julian
so far.
Javier, yeah.
Who played for the Cardinals. The free throw is no good. He has another one coming. And this one rims out. Rebounded by Justin Castellan. And
Butler County's got some chances. They just got to take a little better care of the basketball.
Here is Price. Cross-court pass, and it's deflected out of bounds. They'll inbound. Coming over to inbound the ball. Lawson Rice, the 6'7 junior, he's a really good athlete. Runs the floor well. Here, the ball goes on the left side. Castle into the lane. A little floater from 8 feet. Bounces in.
Yeah, nice soft touch by Castle.
He has 7, and now the Butler County fans getting more interested. 35-30. Chautauqua drives to the baseline, gives it up. Dorr penetrating, goes in, lays it up and in. Dorr with 8 points. Somebody told me back earlier that they thought that Dorr was going to Moorhead. I don't know if that's true or not, but he's a nice player. Going down inside and going for the basket and scoring and getting fouled is Rice. Went right down the left side of the lane. The foul is on Johnny DeGima, his second personal, and a chance at a three-point play by Lawson Rice.
DeGima didn't last long. He came in, and now he's back out.
So DeGima leaves, and here's the lefty firing the free throw up and good. 9 points now for Lawson Rice.
McCotty.
37-33. McCotty is back in, so he's the big guy on the glass right now.
Yeah.
They go down inside, and do we get 3 seconds? We don't get it. Back outside, Dorr launching a three.
Long three.
No good. Rebound, Chautauqua. He gets his shot blocked, and finally it's tipped out, and it's taken by Griffin. Griffin runs down. Griffin down the left side. Castlin back out. Doesn't have a shot. Good recovery defensively by Evangel to get back down the floor. 5 minutes to play in this third quarter. 4-point lead for Evangel. There's a steal.
Breakout.
Boy, there's Dorr. You got to watch him. He goes under and jams it. Dorr with 10 points. And the lead goes back to 6. Here is Price. Cross the timeline on the dribble. They double him, but he's able to get rid of it to Rice. Rice dribbling. Left side. There is Griffin firing a three. No good. Rebound tip. Castlin got a hand on it. Lost it. Picked up by Griffin. Back to the rim. Lays it up and in.
Nice move.
Ryer Griffin.
Adjusted his shot on the way up. It's almost an underhand shot.
Those type of opportunistic baskets can really keep you in the game when shots aren't falling the way you want them to. And here's Chautauqua. Top of the lane. Doesn't have anything. Tilly bouncing around the dribble. Tilly is really quick. He fires a three-point shot. No good. Measured it and didn't get it. Pass on the rebound. Here comes Price
on the move.
And he goes under. No call.
No call.
Oh, wow.
A blocking foul should have been called,
wow,
but it was not.
Well, you hear the boos coming.
County.
There's a three that's up and bounces in from the left side.
Big
by
turn.
Davier White. And all of a sudden, it's back to a 7-point lead when we could have been down to 2 points. Here, Rice starts in, cut off. Goes for the basket. Gets his shot blocked out of bounds by McCarty. It'll be inbounded underneath the basket.
Butler County folks getting pretty frustrated.
To your Coach Dockery, I got to say, I mean, I can understand. I mean, there's a back cut, but no shot underneath for Price. Castlin underneath to Rice. Ball fake goes up, puts it in. Only get a foul call there.
There was a foul.
Wow.
An uncalled foul, of course.
11 points.
That's amazing.
42-37. I'm stunned.
Yeah, there's been.
Here is Dorr. Little step through, missed a shot. Rebound. Castlin, outlet. Here's Price. Coming down, they take it away from him. Picked up by Rice. He goes under and gets fouled. I think that'll be on Tilly. And I tell you what, it'll be
to get out
where
of control.
They had to call something. I mean, at some point in time. 2:54 left in the third quarter. It's Evangel 42, Butler County 37. Butler County at the line when we come back to Rupp Arena in 90 seconds.
Kaufman Mortuary Parlor understands the economical stress our country is in, which reflects on all of us individually. Unfortunately, death is something we cannot alter. But fortunately, you now have an economical choice during these times. At Kaufman Mortuary Parlor, we offer a full-service funeral home experience. We have a beautiful, quaint chapel to handle the small and private services, but the use of churches or a facility of your choice is offered to handle your larger service needs. People caring for people. Kaufman Mortuary Parlor, located on South Queen Street.
Carl's Produce on the bypass in Mount Sterling is such a special place with so many things to offer. And if you need storage space, Carl can really help. Go to Carl's, check out all the storage buildings they have. They can tailor make one just for you. And why pay storage rental when you can own your own building on your own property? Carl's Produce, just one of the many, many special things they have are the great storage buildings that they can craft just to meet your needs. Stop by and see Kyle today.
With Bad Boy's patented Easy Ride and Gen 2 independent suspension, heavy-duty American-made steel construction, and legendary muscle, there's no more that brings more comfort, durability, power, and value to mowing pros and homeowners than a Bad Boy mower. Mow with an attitude. It's the driving force behind every mower we build in the good old USA. Our promise to lead the industry in innovation and performance. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Lawson Rice, who averages 18 points a game, he has 11 to lead the way so far for Butler County in this game, is at the line. He's a left-hander. 6'7", junior, is going to put up two free throws, and that one rolled off.
Yeah, he didn't
didn't get enough legs into that shot.
2:54 to play in the third quarter. Fangio Christian with a five-point lead. Rice eyes it, fires it,
there
got
we
it.
Go.
Got a dozen. The lead is four. Kyron Tilly down, and Griffin will pick him up out front. Now Dorr, long range. Castlin defending him in the man-to-man. Licati is down on the left baseline. Now right corner. And Chautauqua moves toward the basket, sends it back out. Dorr drives, puts up a shot in the lane, no good. Rebound. Chautauqua got it back, and we get a foul. Foul is going to go against Trevor DeWeese, and two shots are on the way for Isaiah Chautauqua, who scored 7 points, got them all early in the game.
He did.
Hasn't scored for a long time. He has a chance here. Free throw is up, and it's no good off the back of the iron. Clayton DeWeese is going to come in. He played in the first half, and he comes in replacing Trevor DeWeese. Well, you know, you look at Trevor DeWeese, and there's a guy who, you let him put on about 15 pounds.
Yeah, he's a different guy.
Next year, they'll have kind of twin towers. They're going to have two really nice inside players. Here's the free throw up, and no good again, and the rebound. Castlin. Castlin's about, you know, they list him at 6'2", but he's really good on the glass. He's open for a three right now. Good. Justin Castlin has 10 points. It is a one-point game at 42-41.
And the crowd's getting into it.
Here is Dorr driving for the basket, feeds it off. McConaughey goes up and lays it in.
There's that streak, Dan.
And set up beautifully by Christian Dorr. 44-41. Here is Price on the dribble. Doesn't have anything. They really, again, they're defending him hard on the three-point line. He threw the ball away, trying to hook a pass. Running down, here's Dorr. Dorr dribbles through the lane, kicks it right corner. There is a three, good by White. And just like that,
bang,
it's back to a five-point game, 47-42. Minute 28 to go, or 41. Six-point game, and there's...
They took it away from Price again.
Took it away from Price again until he goes down and jams it. And with 1:19 to play in the third quarter, we need another timeout for Butler County. 49-41. That's twice in this game when in about a 30-second period we've had 7-point runs for Evangel.
41 seconds.
41 seconds. They had another one in the first half. And,
yeah.
That's 14 points in about a minute and a half in a game where they've only got 35 in the other almost three quarters. So 49-41. Evangel with the lead now, so the possession arrow is also with Evangel as we come near the end of the third quarter. Sometimes certain players, it doesn't happen for them.
Right.
And right now for Ty Price, it just has not happened. He's got 8 points, but he's 4-14 from the field. He's missed all five of his threes.
He is.
Yeah, and he's also, I don't know how many turnovers, he's had a few turnovers too. He's going against bigger players, and he has not been able. The defensive job that Chautauqua has done on him most of the time when Chautauqua's been in there, I mean, I think that's probably the difference in the game.
Yeah.
Griffin in backcourt, and Castlin has to dribble it across. Throws a long pass. It's deflected out of bounds. Good recovery there by Javier White to knock that ball out of bounds because they were looking for Rice, who I think would have grabbed that one and taken it right to the rim.
Yeah, he was appeared to be open.
Griffin gets it in. Here's Price, a little handoff in there, going for the basket. And what do we got? And a charge is going to be called against Lawson Rice. And that's his second. And I tell you right now, these Butler County fans, they are extremely unhappy.
Unhappy with the officiating.
Here is Dorr in backcourt. Minute to play in the third quarter. An 8-point lead. Benjo could go to a double-figure lead. Castlin guarding door. Door is so quick. He crosses over, goes right, goes underneath, knocked away. Took it away from him. Here is Price. Price coming down. Lean in, fires his shot up good for about 8 feet. Somehow got it up and over.
Yeah, a little floater.
He's got 10, 49-43, 35 seconds to go. Can they get a stop here?
A stop
your Butler
be big.
County. Kit Tilly on the move, goes to door, long range. He's not going to shoot from out there at this point. They'll run this clock down. They've got the ball to begin the final quarter. They've got a six-point lead. Clock is down 17 seconds. We're down to 14. Butler County crowd screaming for defense. Door ready. He goes right, gets around the defender, goes in and challenges, gets the lay-in, gets the foul. What a big play in this game. And that's going to be number three on Lawson Rice. And that was a good call. I don't think there's any question about that. That was a great play by Dorr.
It was.
He's got a dozen now going for 13 in the lead. Can go to nine if he makes this. 5.2 seconds to go. Dorr puts it up and rolls off. Rice the rebound, trying to get down for a shot. And there was, and again, no foul called. There's a shot at the buzzer. And the third quarter is over.
Chaotic third quarter.
At the end of three quarters, 51-43, the lead for Evangel Christian. And we'll have fourth quarter action coming up in just a minute.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Town and Country Home Decor in Mount Sterling is the place to go when you're building or remodeling your home. There's unfinished, painted, and stained cabinets, in-stock flooring, countertops, jet coat shower systems, vanities, plumbing and electrical supplies, wood stoves and gas logs, and yes, more, like Delta faucets and Echo power equipment. Best of all, Town and Country Home Decor is locally owned and operated, and they can help when others can't. Right next to Mann Chrysler, 803 Alexa Drive, Mount Sterling, Town and Country Home Decor.
They've got 8 minutes to go here. We do want you to know that as soon as this game is over, we're going to be headed to the NCAA tournament. Morehead State going to challenge the Fighting Illini of Illinois. And we will, that game is scheduled for a tip at 3:06. So we're going to try to see if this game might get over by before we transfer you up there. Their pregame will begin getting shortly, but we're going to stay here with you. But we do want to remind you that game is coming up. And don't forget, you can always flip over on to 990 AM and 102.9 FM and hear the state tournament from the Sweet 16 network for the finish of this game. This game gets to be, you know, 15 points or so. We might leave you early, but here's Tilly going for the basket, flips it up, missed it, rebound. Taken off by Castlin. Butler County, Castlin has it back, right side. Here is Rice, going to go for the basket, lays it up and in and draws the foul. And that wasn't even half the foul, as we have seen so many times in this game. But that one got called. McConaughey gets the foul. Lawson Rice trying to complete a three-point play and can bring his team
going to come out
within five. Johnny DeGima is back in.
Rice will get the line. One shot.
And the free throw is good. Rice having a really good game.
I really like Rice.
He's keeping him in it right now. 51-46. They dropped the ball and double dribbled there, and the coaches saw it, but the officials didn't. The officials said, no, he didn't. He just didn't see it. I saw it. anyway, here's Dorr.
Trying to go down deep.
Yeah, he goes down, and White turns and knocks down a jump shot. What about the freshman?
Yeah, absolutely.
He's got 16 points, and it's a seven-point lead, 53-46. Here is Price, sends it back out. Rice goes for the basket, lays it up and in. Great job, really, by Price of saving the possession.
Right.
And somehow got it back on the outside. And then Rice did the rest. Here, Dorr driving for the bucket, goes under, sends it back out to Chitapo, who doesn't take the shot, gives to Dorr. 6:50 left. Dorr from 18 feet, it rolls off. Rebound by Dejima, and he's going to be fouled, and that is going to be four, I think, on Rice.
Let's see.
No, it's going to be on Deweese.
Deweese, yeah.
Yeah.
I think
that's Deweese's fourth.
Rice got him. Was the second guy that got him. Deweese hit him first.
Dejima has not scored in this game. The 6'8 senior got two shots, and it rimmed out.
Dejima has, I wanted to say orange shoes, but they're not orange.
They thought Dejima was going to be a big star, and he got hurt a lot.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't get to play much last season, and he's been hurt some this year. And
finally makes one.
Rattles one down, his first point of the game, and it's a six-point game, 54-48. Rice to Deweese down the left side. Deweese holds up, throws it away. The ball is deflected out of bounds, and Butler kind of gets it back.
I thought I was going to have to protect you for a second, Dan.
It was going to hit me in the head, and that could have done no damage. Here it comes to Price. Price gets a three, and it's no good. It was not a real good shot. Again, he was not set. Dejima with the rebound. Here is Dorr. White spinning around, goes up from about 15 feet. Missed this one. Rebound. Price gets it. Price comes out of there on the dribble, trying to work his way down. I thought that was a foul, but nothing's a foul now. Deweese underneath lays it in. A little reverse layup by Deweese and a good find.
A good look, yeah.
54-50.
Well, they're fighting back.
6:03 left to play. Here is Dorr, hands to White. White dribbles right across the key. Looking, gives to Tilly. Tilly on the move, on the dribble, goes left of the lane. He loses the ball, and then it's going to be a jump ball, and it'll be possession arrow, Butler County. And, you know, you thought they were just going to pick it up and have the ball.
Yeah,
you would rather have had that and save the possession arrow, but at this point in time, when you're actually on the move and rallying, you want the ball, so they're going to get it. They got to come the length of the floor against full court pressure.
Full court, man-to-man, and every chance they get, they double up.
Griffin driving hard against Tilly and lost the ball. It goes out of bounds, and it goes to Evangel. Just a dribble. Let the dribble get away under tough defense, and, boy, that's a tough turnover there.
It is.
Comes into Dorr. 5:39 to play. Evangel with a four-point lead in the ball. Castlin guarding Dorr. Dorr will dribble behind Tilly. Tilly would rather have the ball in his hands, but
yeah.
Dorr has kind of had the hot hand right now. Chitapa, right side of the key, gives off Dorr, going for the basket, goes under, lays it up, no good. Deweese battling Chitapa, got the rebound back. Tilly for a three, in and out. Rebound out of bounds, and it'll be Butler County's ball. I think we might have had a little give back right there.
Yeah, might have been.
Possibly. We're a long way from that, but you're only getting a reaction from one crowd, and that's Butler County.
That's right.
Here is Rice dribbling down, goes. Free throw line, stops, jump shot, no good.
Too long.
Rebound, battle four. Out of there with White. Long pass down to Chitapa under the basket. Can't get a shot away. And then Price has called for a foul.
Price circled around it and tried to back tip him and grabbed his arm in the process.
First foul on Price. Team fouls now.
Down to three, or two.
Two on Butler County, one on Evangel. And we've got 4:48 left to play in the game. It comes into White, deep in the right corner. Got the smaller Price on him, but sends it back outside, and Dorr will take it. Tilly's settles in over on the left side. Now, Dorr drives that way. Going to drive toward the basket. Tracy will inside on Kasten, puts it up and in and draws the foul. Boy, that's strength right there.
Yeah, he just would not be denied.
Kasten's first foul, and we get Dorr to the free throw line. Dorr now with 14 points. Tilly has eight. Those guys go back and forth. Dorr makes the free throw, and it is 57-50, 4:31 to go, and we'll be back in 1 minute.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
The Vangel Christian, Gary Crawford, they just keep holding off these charges that the Butler Bears make. They get to the point where you think, hey, they're going to tie this game up, maybe even take the lead, but Evangel Christian has always had an answer.
That's right, Dan. You know, we keep thinking Butler County is going to make a run and get this close, and every time they do, Evangel Christian has got so much pressure on the basketball. They get a turnover and stretch it back out again.
Here's DeWeese, inbounding, gets it to Price in backcourt. Price will work it up against Chautauqua. Here is Chautauqua is a defensive specialist, folks. He can get down and play D. Price dribbles left, gets a pretty good look at a three, and he got fouled.
No, they didn't call it
right here in front of us. Rebound, though. They get it back. Kasten a three, good. Kasten knocks down his third three-pointer of the game, and it is 57-53. What a big basket. Well, folks, we're right here. I mean, there's a hit on the arm of Price right here in front of us. Yeah. We're not trying to make stuff up. I mean, Tilly. Bounce nice pass down low to White, and is taken away by Price. Price coming down on the dribble. Moving right side of the lane. Try to hook a pass over. He gets it to Griffin, and this time we get a foul. The foul is going to go against Isaiah Chautauqua, and that's his first foul of the game. Griffin to get it in. He's looking, got to throw it. Throws it out deep to Dwayne. Picked off by Dorr. Dorr coming down, gives over to Chautauqua, lays it up. No good. Dorr rebounds it in. Boy, Dorr has really played.
Yes.
59-53.
Here we go again.
He's got 17 in the game now, and they throw it away. Price just led Rice too much on that far side. 3:21 to go. Sometimes when the game doesn't come to you, you press.
Yeah,
that's what's happened to Price. He's just pressed in this game.
I am sure he is an absolutely great player, but just not in the...
Tilly going for the basket, flips it up, no good.
No,
he hits the deck. Rebound, Rice. Here goes Price and gives it off to Rice, and it's taken away from Rice by Chautauqua, and then Price fouls Chautauqua.
That's probably a good foul.
Yeah, it was a good foul. There's going to be a run out right there.
There's going to be another dunk by Tilly.
Fouls are now four on Butler County, two on Evangel Christian. It's a six-point lead for Evangel, and they got the ball. We got a timeout. 2:56 left in this game. Can Butler County make a comeback? We'll see if it happens in 90 seconds.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Evangel Christian has been in control in this game. Butler County has
been fighting together.
Yeah, they've been fighting, and they're down by six right now. And Evangel has the ball, and boy, Dorr has just been—he's been the answer.
He's controlling the tempo on.
He's got it right now on the dribble against Castlin, and there, boy, Rice got his foot stepped on. They throw it underneath to Dejima, who threw it out of bounds, and it goes back to the Butler County Bears. Coach Larry Rice is up. Larry Miller down there is up, and he can't believe it. Here's Price. Opportunity, 2:35 to go.
Foul.
Price is fouled, and they do call the foul in Chautauqua.
Finally.
And Chautauqua acts like he didn't foul.
Yeah.
And my goodness, he's laughing. Those are right in front of us, and
almost
that is a foul.
Almost pushed into the backcourt.
Yeah, it was almost over and back. Here it comes in. Griffin has it out beyond the three-point line. He drives, goes up, flips it up. It doesn't go down. And again, he thought he's looking back at the official.
Same.
And down the other way, we get White with the ball, but they don't want a shot right now unless it's a layup. 2:15 to go. And now Tilly holding the ball out
basically
front.
Basically going to a...
Over to Dorr.
A bit of a delay.
Trying to go to a trap, and going in, Dorr puts it up and in.
Dorr is unbelievable in those contested layups.
61-53. And there's a three by Castlin, and it's good. And they get a quick timeout. Castlin has four threes in the game. He has brought his team back within five, and we still have 1:52 to go. And we'll be right back here in 1 minute.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Minute 52 left. After this game, Gary Crawford and I are going to fly right out to Pittsburgh and go up and watch Kentucky and Oakland. Well, no, we aren't. Are we? We're just going to watch it on TV probably, or while we're listening to the state tournament, because coming up tonight, Joel Bennett and Bobby Baller are going to be here to describe the action in the two games. And let me tell you, that Newport-Campbell County game, the last game tonight. I think both games will be good. I think that's going to be a really, really excellent game.
The old knockdown drag out.
Our partners will be there to be right here, and we'll be back with you again tomorrow. Here is White to inbound, bring length of the floor. Butler County in a full court press. And here we go. White inbounds, gets to Dorr, heads up court and gets fouled by Price. And that's the fifth foul. So shots are coming. They didn't waste any time there.
Nope.
But I think they realize, hey, taking the ball away from you, you might get some turnovers, but it's going to be tough.
You're going to give up some straight line drives to the basket, too.
Free throw rolls around, but fell in. 62-56.
Evangel faithful. There might be, what, 100 of them down there?
Yeah. Now, probably. Both free throws are made, so it's 63-56. Three-possession game. There's a long three that's no good by Price. Wow. Long and pass down to Topo, who lays it up and in. And that, all of a sudden, it's 65-56. Here is DeWeese. Gives it back in. Rice in the lane. Goes up. Puts it up. No good. Followed by DeWeese. No good. We do get a foul. That's going to be on Chautauqua. Chautauqua's third foul. And DeWeese will go to the line to shoot two free throws.
Coach Miller comes all the way out to half court and screams to his team, realize 24 is left-handed.
Free throws up and no good. DeWeese is left-handed, too.
Yeah. You're talking about
misses Rice. The free throw. He's another one coming. He, you know, it's a nine-point game, and he missed again, and the rebound is taken down, and then we get a foul.
We had a tie.
Chautauqua thought, Griffin said, didn't we get a tie-up? He said, but no, the foul is on Griffin. And now coming back into the game is going to be Ben McCotty. But before he comes in with 1:23 to go, Chautauqua will be up there to shoot a free throw. Chautauqua is 2 of 4 from the line. He has 9 points in the game. But he is my star of the game, I think. Well, he and Dorr, they are.
Well, free throw's good. He has caused Price headaches from the opening tip.
...66-56 is our score. And this one's no good, and the rebound by DeWeese. So it's a 10-point game, and then we get a whistle and a foul.
That's five fouls.
He pushed him and he tripped him. And that's not easily done. Here's Price going to go to the free throw line.
You have to be fairly well coordinated to push and trip at the same time.
Price has 10 points. He gathers himself and puts it in. Let me tell you, that free throw right there, that wasn't easy to make.
Mm-mm.
He has struggled today.
Yes.
That's his 11th point, but I'm telling you, he's feeling it. He's going to put a lot of the weight probably on this loss on his own shoulders. But, and this one rolls in as well. It's 66-58. They're still playing hard. And they do finally get into Tilly, and then he is fouled. You hear somebody yelling from behind that says, can't you count to five? We'll come down and...
Well...
And he wouldn't talk to any of the players or the coaches either.
No.
And not us, you know.
No, you're talking
not
to
questioning our ability.
To a guy in black and white out there, I think.
Tilly has 8 points. Free throw is up and no good.
Well, there's still just a wee little crack in the door. Butler County comes down and hits a three, gets a turnover. They kind of get this down to one possession if they can.
Free throw is good. 9 points for Tilly. 67-58, a three is up and no good.
Just not going to happen for them.
Long pass down. They bounce it. They going under. White lays it up and in. Boy, White's what a freshman.
Great player, yeah.
69-58, almost a steal.
Turn it over again.
And the ball is kicked around, and Dorr gets it. And see what they got. There should be a foul there somewhere.
There is. I think one official called the foul.
Foul's on Kestelin.
Foul on Justin Kestelin.
Yeah,
he piled on.
Yeah, he did. There was a scrum on the floor after that loose ball. And
I don't know. We may.
We've got...
Dorr is, he's injured. He's down on the floor.
Yeah, he's hurt.
Boy, wouldn't this be something? I thought he got hit in the head, but that's not the problem.
No, he's...
It's his right leg,
his
and
right
he
leg is,
in distress, like, and he's not moving it. I thought it might be a cramp, but...
Yeah, if you look at it, it looks like the calf muscle is just totally cramped up.
Oh, it is. Yeah, you can see the cramp. So maybe it is just a cramp. I hope that's it.
Well, it's...
He's in a lot of distress.
Yeah, it's a mess.
Well, as they come out and start to work with him, I think the trainer that's coming out is a little more, is not feeling distressed at all. It's like, hey, yeah, we'll get this worked out.
I think she thinks
it's just a calf strain.
It's just...
Those can be painful.
Yeah.
I tell you. Boy, you get those... Those deep muscle cramps. And you know, he's played hard the whole game. He gets to the end of the game, he's down the floor, rolls the wrong way.
I just saw it relax a little bit, and now it's tight again.
Yeah. So everybody just waiting right now. 52 seconds to go again. We're going to go on to the Moorhead game at some point in time. And what I'm going to do is give we'll just keep it here, right? We'll head off, and Moorhead in Illinois will be playing very shortly right here on WMST, and then we'll be back with the games tonight. Moorhead and Illinois. The thing about that game is, you know, Moorhead has all the components. They've got, and they went into Indiana and played the Hoosiers, and
they know what the deal is.
Yeah,
they absolutely do.
Now Dorr is up, and he's able to get up and stand up, and that usually will at least help get that cramp loose a little bit. But he's struggling. He's struggling
to walk, but he's
straight legging it off the floor. He's not going to be in this game.
Putting weight on it, but it just can't. He can't get rid of that. That cramp.
So as he leaves, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 15 in this second half, 21 in the game for Christian Dorr, 6'3" senior. And now to shoot free throws for him is going to be Trice Braden coming into the game. Braden has 2 points, and the free throw is up and good. Well, Butler County, what a great crowd they had, and they were
all revved up and ready for a big victory.
Makes another one. Just didn't happen for him today. 71-58. Here is Griffin firing a three, and it's short. And the rebound, they battle for it, and McCotty tracks it down, gives to White. 40 seconds to go. Tilly.
They're going to hold it.
No reason to foul now, really, but we've had three, and they haven't called any of them so far, so I assume we're not going to call anymore.
No, we're not going to call anymore.
It's going to have to be pretty vicious.
The whistles are...
20 seconds to go.
Whistles are out of commission.
Tilly. Now they take it away from Tilly. Here is Price. firing a three. No good. Rebound. Rice goes up and lays it in.
By Rice.
71-60. And that'll do it. Time runs out. Evangel Christian. The Eagles get the victory. Coach Larry Miller's team. Yeah. Gets the win. 71-60 over Butler County real quick. Dorr got 21, 18 for White, the freshman. Chautauqua with 10 and a great defensive effort. Tilly with 9, McCotty with 8. Great balance for that team. Price 4, DeJima 1. Butler County led by Rice with 19 along with 6 rebounds. 16 for Castlin, who made 4 of 7 threes. A dozen for Price, but he made only 5 of 20 field goal attempts and missed all 10 of his three-point shots in the game. Came in hitting 40%. If he hits 40% in this game, they win 72-71. That's not fair for anybody. But I'm just saying, they struggle from the three-point line. We're going to move you on, though. Gary Crawford, great to be with you. We'll be back again tomorrow afternoon right here at Rupp Arena for a quarterfinal round action. And have a good evening.
Going to have a good evening.
And don't forget, right after the Morehead game, stay with WMST for the final two games of the opening round tonight here at Rupp Arena. Joel Bennett, Bobby Baldwin will be here to describe all the action. You don't want to miss it. We'll see you tomorrow. Moving on now to Morehead State and Illinois here on WMST.
Been listening to the UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16 Basketball Tournament on WMST. Broadcast sponsors include Ambergy's Farm Machinery Sales and Service, BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Kaufman Funeral Home and Crematory, the Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, the Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Garrett Furniture, Carl's Produce, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Morehead Tourism, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Sterling Family Dental Care, Town and Country Home Decor and Minute Market, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank, Mount Sterling. Now more of America's best music on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.